All right, we're moving to number three on the Triple Dipper right now here in the third hour. I'm calling this Not in My Backyard. And it's sometimes used as a derogatory term. You're a NIMBY. Well, what does a NIMBY mean? It means there's something going on in society, and I don't want that in my backyard. Well, how about this? The crime rate in certain parts of Alabama is ranked among some of the worst per capita in the nation. And I'm going to talk about that here in just a moment. And I'll just have to go ahead and tell you that one of the friends of this show who is co-hosted or guest hosted for me more than once is Scott Buttram. He's the publisher of the Trustful Tribune. He is on the line right now. And Scott, hello to you, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you and the rest of you?
We is all good. In fact, I just got a text here. John from Huntsville says, Phil, tell Scott Buttram that John from Huntsville is looking forward to hearing his brilliant commentary. So there you go. The bar has now been set high.
John puts a lot of pressure on me. Puts a lot of pressure on me, Phil. I appreciate John. You know he's listening, and you know he's paying attention.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to get a text from him every time I fill in for you, and I appreciate him. I really appreciate it.
Hey man, listen. This having you on today was sparked by a story in the Tribune, your Tribune, this morning. I mean, the headline says it all. It says Birmingham has been rocked to its core. Six homicides on Friday alone shakes the city.
Yeah,
that's unreal, man.
It was absolutely surreal. And of course, as you know, we've been here in Trustful for 15 years, and the Birmingham city limits comes right up to Trustful, so we cover a lot, especially in eastern Birmingham. We've got a very strong audience in that part of the city, but we pick up the stories, and it is our largest city in our area. It's no longer the largest city in Alabama. It's dropped, I think, to fourth in terms of population, but it's important to our area, to the greater Birmingham area, because a lot of people work there. A lot of people work downtown. And you want them to succeed. But they're dealing with issues in Birmingham that is going to limit the success. And crime is one of those key issues, education being the other. Some of the poor schools in the state of Alabama, multiple schools on the state failing school list, even though we're not allowed to call them failing schools anymore.
Yeah.
If nobody's getting an education, that's a failure, if that was your job. So Friday was surreal. Even after all these years of covering Birmingham, it was surreal. Let me back up and say that in 2022, Birmingham's homicide rate was the highest in over 20 years.
Wow.
Declined a little bit in 23. Dropped a little bit, which, you know, it'd been going the other direction, so we'll count that as a win. 2024 actually started off very well for Birmingham in terms of homicide. There had only been eight homicides in Birmingham in 2024. I would say they average about 15 a month.
Yeah.
So to have eight at mid February was pretty good. By the end of the day Friday, it was up to 14.
Yeah.
So
unreal.
Still, it is unreal, and it is still lower than a typical Birmingham month. But we've also got 10, 11 days left, so we don't know.
Yeah, but you also don't usually see six of them in one whack like that. I mean, just
in one whack. Yeah. And I will tell you that both of those incidents are extremely concerning. Usually, it is either domestic or a confrontation among acquaintances. Let's take the first one. So we get an alert that Birmingham police are in their route to a triple homicide. And these were four guys, including one City of Birmingham employee that had just gotten off work. They're standing in the field talking to each other, and all three are gunned down.
Wow.
Within 2 to 3 hours of that, we get another alert that Birmingham is en route to a double homicide. This was a young couple that disappeared on Valentine's Day, left the house going to see a movie, and were not seen again for 2 days until they were found dead in their vehicle over in the Wylam area. And I don't think they were from the Wylam area.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, too, Wylam, I did a lot of my growing up in Wylam. It's an old part of West Birmingham.
Yep.
I think this murder, if I'm not mistaken, the bodies were found just like mere blocks away from where my grandmother used to live.
there is a high probability of that. Because Wylam's actually a small community within Birmingham.
Yeah.
And you would be very familiar with it. My grandparents' first home was in Bush Hills.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, right there in Inslee.
Yeah.
And I don't drive through that area during daylight anymore. So that's how much this city has changed. But Phil, before they got to the double homicide, we were notified that a fourth victim from the triple homicide had died. So now it was a quadruple homicide.
Golly, Mom.
And we've talked to the police. Now, the investigation could lead to something tomorrow, but what the police are saying is, we just think these were four guys standing in a field just talking. You know, we don't have any reason to believe they were doing anything wrong, that they were involved in any kind of criminal activity at this point. We think they were just standing there talking, and they were all gunned down, all four of them. Even the fourth that went to the hospital didn't make it. So that's unusual. That's not usually the way these things unfold. And the young couple, I think the young lady was pregnant. They were planning to be married. This guy had a decent job, and they had a future in front of them. They leave on Valentine's, go to a movie, and they don't find them again for 2 days in their car dead. And had both been shot. So it's just kind of almost the law of averages beginning to catch up with itself after a start to the year that looked like it could be a real uptick for Birmingham in terms of getting the homicides down. They were off to such a good start, but the numbers are awfully high now, and it is concerning. I mean, we're just talking about homicides, Phil. We're not talking about rapes. We're not talking about assaults. We're not talking about armed robberies, carjackings, all of that. Birmingham is the leader in all of it.
People don't realize, and it's an unfortunate circumstance. I mean, I wrote a piece a while back. I called it, Has the Magic City Become the Tragic City? Because Birmingham is a beautiful city filled with wonderful people, a lot of things going for it. But this crime rate is... And I think it's exacerbated by several things. I think there's a lack of full funding and recruiting for the police department. I think they struggle there, right, like a lot of big cities do nowadays because of all the liberal policies and the defund movement and the Black Lives Matter and all of it. But then the other piece is this administration under Randall Woodfin has presided over the loss of population. I mean, because you know they've gone down in size during his tenure, and they have presided over the increase in crime. They're one of the highest per capita murder rate cities in the nation. And at some point, someone's going to have to go, well, he's young and hip and cool, but he can't run a city to save his life.
Well, all of that's true. Literally everything you said is true, and that's been part of Birmingham's problem for decades is leadership. And Phil, you can go back to the '60s and leadership in Birmingham when the city was predominantly white. Leadership and the way they handled the civil rights movement, you got to try to be as bad at it as it was.
Yeah,
you got to put effort into that. And the way they handled it. What I've come to understand about Birmingham is it doesn't matter if it's predominantly white, predominantly black, doesn't matter if the mayor's white, doesn't matter if the mayor's black, doesn't matter. Whatever Birmingham has accomplished, it has accomplished in spite of itself, not because of itself. And at this point, it's just caught up with it. People are moving out. Yeah. Why would any family with children move to a place that has more failing schools on the state list than any other school district in Alabama, except maybe Mobile? So might want to keep that in the back of our minds. It's what's happening here is probably going to start happening there as well eventually. But Randall Woodfin is also a former school board president, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
And education has declined dramatically under him. It was not good. It's gotten worse under his leadership. And he's more concerned about going on social media and talking about state and national issues, Birmingham is not a player in either of those. But he's more concerned with playing the political game that puts leadership and getting things straight in the city. Yeah. And even when he does, there tends to be a focus on the downtown. A nice job revitalizing itself in some ways. Buildings are still empty, by the way.
Yeah.
But at least they've got some ground floor space occupied with restaurants and whatnot. But people don't really want to go down there, regardless of how nice the restaurants may be, because you got to get out of your car and get into the restaurant.
It's exactly so right.
It's not a good omen for our bigger cities in Alabama, and Birmingham is kind of the poster child in everything wrong that you could do in a city.
Well, and I'll tell you too, Scott, there's some things that I think were overt. I mean, some of it is trickle down policies that are bad, yeah, and cultural decline in a certain area. But there are actual policies, and with about a minute and a half left here, I'll point out a couple of them. It just in the last couple of years, Randall Woodfin came out and did a blanket pardon of anyone who had ever been convicted for a minor drug possession charge in the city of Birmingham, right, back to 1992. I'm not sure he was even born in 1992, but the reality is what he's doing there is saying, we're going to go pretend those kind of crimes didn't even exist anymore. And that sends a signal. And the other thing he did was he came out and said the city of Birmingham will no longer allow what are often referred to as no-knock warrants, where if you have just cause or reasonable suspicion of something occurring behind a door, you can go through the door in a dynamic entry as opposed to having to knock and announce yourself and all that. No more. And you also, by the way, can't use flashbang grenades, which is a way of keeping the other side from grabbing their weapon. It destabilizes the bad guy, and it doesn't kill anyone. It just freaks people out. And but it's too hard. It's mean. It's just something we can't do in our city.
Well, and you mentioned a minute ago the problem they've got recruiting and keeping police officers.
Yeah,
that's amplified. I don't know how many cities there are in Jefferson County, but it's over 30. Most of us have police departments. And if we can hire a trained officer from Birmingham that's already gone through the academy and is already certified with APOST and everything else, and we can hire that guy, we're going to hire that guy. And there's about 30 other cities in Jefferson County doing the same thing, and they don't want to work in Birmingham. When your mayor goes out and puts in the policies that you just went down and mentioned, and oh, by the way, look, the marijuana, going back to 92 and forgiving all of those, on the rare occasion that we do go downtown to go out to eat, when you get out of your car, you don't want to get shot between your car and the restaurant or harassed or shaken down or anything else. But you're going to catch a buzz between your car and the restaurant because it is in the air everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, wow.
They're openly smoking marijuana in Birmingham. And, you know, that doesn't freak me out except the point you made. When you start ignoring laws, where's the line?
Yeah.
Where's the line? And what are your police officers to do?
Yeah.
See somebody they know is violating, but they know the mayor doesn't want them enforcing it. What a lot of them are doing, department.
Yeah, I know it, man. Hey, listen, brother, we ran up against time, but I really appreciate your availability. You always have great commentary, and I'll be talking to you soon, all right?
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you,
all
buddy.
Right. Take care, Scott. As Scott Buttram, publisher of the Trustful Tribune, amazing story, sad story, but great reporting. Today's Trustful Tribune, Birmingham rocked to its core. 6 homicides on Friday alone shakes the city. We'll talk about it more. Not in my backyard is what I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.